Cardiff, this is Ruben. How may I help you?
Hey, Ruben. Christine here. How are you?
Good. Can I put you on hold and kick this person off?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
give me a second.
Take long.
All right. I'll be right back. I promise.
Okay.
Hey, Christine.
Hey. So I talked to Credit, the manager of Credit, and we're not allowed to approve our deal for that much just because of our internal maximum being the 150.
Okay.
So we need to keep it at 100 plus variance plus tax. You can finance the tax on the full 400,000, but just the equipment cost being the 110.
You guys don't have an app only to 150, do you?
Only for an existing customer with certain criteria. 18 perfect payments, perfect pay net, score has to score a certain amount, so it's a lot of...
Like Mortal Kombat, flawless victory. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, no, but that's cool. You know, the more we know, obviously, you know, the better, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah,
so let me ask you...
Always, go ahead.
So let's just walk me through this. So let's say... This invoice is the first thing is it's an EFA. So the vendor's going to invoice us, or it's going to invoice the customer, and they're going to say it's 417 of equipment, $5,000 of licensing fees, and $32,000 of sales tax. So can we write the deal as 110 plus that sales tax, or essentially 140?
Yes, 110 plus the sales tax. The vendor has to be an authorized dealer with a dealer's license in order for us to approve him to transfer.
Okay.
We'll need a title application. All that goes through titling at the time of the audit.
Okay.
And as long as he is an authorized dealer with those things, he can charge tax on his invoice. Now, if something happens and that's not the case, then we'll just do tax up front to the DMV, but we'll still finance the same amount as long as the amount the vendor was charging for tax is the same amount we're supposed to charge for tax.
So we're basically, this is really cool because what we're able to do is we're able to, A, finance essentially 140 because 30, we're financing the taxes as doing an EFA on that full amount. That's awesome. So
yeah.
On the vendor's invoice, we're at 110 plus the tax amount, and then the customer just collects the difference.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to do is this. Before we send out documents, I'd like to have the documents drawn up by our funding department, send you the invoice, and get your opinion to make sure this makes sense. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. I want to do that. And then the second thing is this. I don't know the answer. There are $5,000 of licensing or registration fees. I'm assuming that's something that cannot be financed. That's just something the customer is going to have to pay as part of the difference, correct?
Yes.
Cool. Next question for you. So we're getting paid if we want to. Obviously, it's not my deal. It's the reps. But if he prices this out, can he do first and last and 10 points discounted on this full 140 essentially?
Yes. But let me make sure it is 10 points because I never did double check that before I called you back.
Cool.
Yeah, it is 10 points. Anything over 75,000 is 10 points. And don't forget the admin fees higher on this deal, but I guess that's your funding department takes care of that when they do the doc.
I think the rep would eat it to get the deal done. I don't think
he cares.
Okay. And so I didn't know that. So now it's 10% variance on 100. That's awesome. So you really have a 110 app only program plus taxes. That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool beans. Thank you so much. We'll get those documents drawn up and probably over you tomorrow for your blessing.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Ruben.
Thank you, Christine. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.